Hello, and welcome to Soul Odyssey with Deborah Herman. And this week, our topic is psychic self-protection. And I must tell you that sometimes psychic self-protection can be a metaphysical concept, and sometimes it's as simple as being able to get through the day without absorbing negativity from people around you, because everybody puts out energy. And so we have to be concerned about self-protection from a spiritual standpoint and also from a human standpoint. Now, for those of you who've been listening to the show for several weeks now, I'm very proud to say I believe this is our third show. And we are truly on a roll, and we've been having some very interesting callers. But the reason the show is called Soul Odyssey is that the idea is that we are all on a journey. And an odyssey is a journey with tribulation. So for any of you who are very aware that you are on a spiritual journey and a spiritual path, you will know that it's not an easy path. At first, it sounds like it should be. Oh, I'm going to be a spiritual person. I'm going to live my life spiritually. And so everything should be wonderful and loving. But that's not the way it is, because we are experimenters. And our job as human beings is to grow our souls and to be able to expand our awareness and to be better human beings, and to be better able to learn the lessons of being a spiritual being in a human world. And the seven lessons, as I tell you every week, are courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. And so this week, I ended the last show talking with a caller about some issues around, shielding and psychic self-protection. And so we decided that it would be a good topic for this week. And I think we may have a caller, but I'm not sure. Do we have a caller? I thought I heard I'm on a different system now, so I thought I heard a beep. Anyway, this is a live call-in show, and I would love for you to call in. And if you want to share some thoughts or ask some questions, the number is 888-815-9756. And I will be able to do a reading for you or just add some commentary. We can also talk about writing, because as some of you know, I'm also have been a literary agent and a writer in the area of spirituality. And I know that many people who are writers or who are spiritual also want to be writers. And so if you have any questions about that, you can also feel free to ask. So again, that number is 888-815-9756. So what is the concept of psychic self-protection? Well, we walk around with an energy body around us, and that energy body can mix with other people's energy bodies. So if someone is sending out, you know, the old saying, you know, or the concept of negative vibes, if somebody is sending out negative vibes because they're a negative person, if you're sensitive, you're going to feel that. And you may not even know why you're feeling down or you're feeling anger. And if you walk into a room where there are people who are, you know, highly emotional, or they're upset about something, or maybe they're just mean people and they're not operating or functioning from their, you know, their higher selves or their spiritual selves, then you can pick up on that and it will affect you. And so the first thing you need to consider is, would you always leave your windows open? if you, you know, well, I probably would, but I live in the, you know, I live in an area that's pretty rural, and I would like to, you know, trust in my fellow humans. But for the most part in this world today, we try not to make things easy for the people who might not be so nice and who might want to harm us or take something from us. And so we typically don't want to leave our windows open or unlocked so that anyone can just walk in. So it's the same thing. When you go out into the world, you are like a walking window, and you don't want to leave yourself so open that anyone's energy can penetrate you, you know, whether it's just you're walking by and it's like, you know, catching a cold, somebody's negative on a particular day or feeling, you know, really down. You don't want to catch that, but it's also as direct as, you know, not wanting, you know, someone to direct that energy at you. If someone's angry at you, if someone is jealous of you, as you become more spiritually in tune, you're going to become in tune also with the subtle energies from other people. So we're not even talking about beings that are you know, on the other side, or the negative entities that people are concerned about. We're talking now strictly human to human, which for the most part, for most people, can be worse. It's the human-to-human energy exchange that can really set a person into a negative direction. There are also people that you may find in your daily lives who are energy vampires. When you're around them, you just feel drained. And it may not be something you're aware of psychologically. You know, therapy is a wonderful thing. You can go and you can figure out, well, why if I'm around my, you know, one of my parents, you know, one or the other, why is it that I feel, you know, emotionally unsettled? Well, that's a psychological thing. You may be, feel that everything's all worked out, and you may be in the room with someone, and you may be thinking, gee, everything's fine. We're just sitting here, you know, watching TV, but you're going to feel something and you're not going to know where it comes from. And so, or you're going to feel tired, or maybe on a more direct level, a person wants to be around you a lot and wants a lot from you. And not only do you become psychologically tired, but you become physically tired. That's someone who is somewhat of an energy vampire. They charge their batteries on you, you know, your energy. And so it's hard enough running your own life. You have to protect your valuable energy that God has given you, or the divine presence or whatever. Again, I try to be very open to how you interpret the spiritual beings, or what I would call the spiritual hierarchy. But you're given only a certain amount of energy, and your purpose is to fulfill your own divine mission, is to grow your soul and to spread positive energy around you, because that's what's going to change the world. And I read a lot of a lot on Facebook, and a lot of my friends have these conversations going where everybody's talking about, well, how do we have peace? Well, and somebody even said today on somebody's site about, you know, let there be peace on earth, but let it begin with me. And that's a song that we used to sing, I guess, in elementary school. But that's very, very true. If you pay attention to your own energy and to keeping your energy protected, and if you keep your energy, you know, healthy and safe, you are creating peace in your little circle around your being. All of that energy, your aura, your, you know, what you give out, that creates an element of peace. That's why you may see people requesting that everybody at a certain, like at 11:11, people were also asking that everybody have a moment where we all think about love and peace. It's not just because we want to have these symbols. It's because that is energy, and that is something that creates positive energy. Okay, so how do you protect yourself? You know that when you're around certain people, you feel drained or you feel pissed off. I hope that's okay to say. Or you pick up on their feelings, or you're around a certain person, and every time you're with them, you just feel depressed. So one of the things you can do is, on a mental level, before we even talk about shielding, on a mental level, try to separate yourself from that person. And this is not the subtle energy. This is the energy where you're aware that they're getting on your nerves or they're saying things that trigger you. You need to separate yourself from that person and think about what they may be thinking for themselves, because people think for themselves. They don't necessarily think against someone else. There's always an origin that comes from our inner psyche. So if someone seems to be explosive towards you for some reason, typically has to do with them, and more than just the fact that you've gotten on their nerves or they've gotten on your nerves. So you need to create a separation from that and to try to visually, spiritually, and emotionally send positivity and love to that person. And this is, again, this is not just because you want to be nice and spiritual. It's because it's a survival mechanism for you. You have to be separate from other people's, issues and pain and how they may want to send it out toward other people so they don't have to experience it and work through it. So we have Stephanie from Lawrence, Kansas. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there.
How are you?
Well, I'm not sure what to think. Never talked to anyone on the radio.
Pardon?
Actually, I've never talked to anyone on the radio that I remember.
Oh, it's fun.
Cool. Having a good time. Actually, I just connected with you on Facebook a couple of days ago. I'm a writer, too.
Oh, awesome.
Cool.
So, so I think that you... do you have the sound on? Because you'll need to turn it down. I heard some feedback in the background.
Yeah, I turned it down. So I need
okay.
To,
up, so do you have a question or do you want to comment on tonight's topic?
A couple things. First of all, I went to I used to teach Aikido. I studied it for a long time. I've done different energy stuff. I study human touch. And I've had a really rough few years as far as, you know, things I've learned from I've recognized things I'm working through, I learned I was picking up on things from other people, not even doing it consciously, and then I didn't know how to, as you say, shield it, so I started just, the only way I knew how to not feel that was to be negative, which is totally opposite to me, and it's really hard, and so it's become a habit, but I'm learning to be positive again, and you know, that's been really difficult. So what you're saying about being positive really resonates with what I'm trying to do now, more positive.
Well, I'm so glad. And really, as of this moment, you've had the conscious recognition that the negativity is only hurting you. And it also makes us more vulnerable to more negativity. And again, we have not even spoken about negativity that comes from other vibration other than human to human. So you don't want to leave yourself open and leave your door open for other kinds of energies to make you feel bad. And with you understanding Aikido and martial arts, I know that Kung Fu, when you block, it's also an offensive move. But Jiu-Jitsu, I believe it's Jiu-Jitsu, uses that person, another person's energy to get them to move. So it's not affecting your own energy and it's not offensive. So you may perceive that you're being attacked by other people. And so you want to be protective of yourself, and you want to either build a wall or hurt before you'll be hurt.
I don't want to do that.
Pardon?
It doesn't jive with me. It doesn't jive with the way I learned either.
No, it's not who you are. And so it's best for you now to just say, you know, that's not who I am, and I don't need to retain all this energy. I don't need to create more negative energy. And just try to see people as just people. We are all on a path. We are all limited. We are all imperfect. And that may make you feel better and help you to be more loving. Because once you are more loving, do you have a dog?
No, I was playing with someone's dog earlier tonight.
Can you have a dog?
Not where I live. I've been wanting one.
Yeah, because maybe even reconsider where you're living. I don't know if that's possible, but if anything, I see you needing to be around a dog, because dogs, what people, I don't know if they understand the full impact of animals in this time period, but the reason there are so many more people who can communicate with animals, and it's becoming more prevalent, is that these animal companions, particularly dogs, are here to help us heal. And I feel that being around a dog, like a little collie or you know, a little something that's very affectionate, I think would be very, very good for you. So if you're not able to have a dog and you're not able to move, I would maybe even volunteer at the Humane Society and be around some dogs for a while. I think it'll help you work right through that negative energy. It's the antidote. Okay?
Cool.
Pardon?
There was a question I had.
Make it real quick, because I'm sure we have other callers, and I want to continue the conversation.
Okay, sorry. The question I have is, and I recognize that, you know, sometimes I've been told that, and I've felt it, that when you pick up stuff, when I pick up stuff, and I notice it, it's because it resonates with something in me, negative or positive. But what if you're picking up something from somebody and you're nowhere around them? Like yesterday, I knew someone going to a funeral, and not a funeral, but a memorial service, and I was planning to go, and I decided not to go. And I was just bawling and crying and not sure what the hell was wrong. All of a sudden, I just stopped crying like that, and all of a sudden, I felt better, and I went, that wasn't mine. And see, it was partially mine, too. But sometimes I pick up stuff before I meet that person.
Well, that's can be many different things. Sometimes it's a soul healing that you need to experience, because you may have had a loss that you've not fully grieved. So you can connect to another person who's experiencing grief. It winds up triggering you, and it becomes a very cathartic healing thing. It's a good thing. But that's the type of spiritual opening where you are connecting to someone else's energy, and that's also your telepathy that's developing. So all of these things are good things. But because you have a lot of open energy from the martial arts, it's going to be important for you now to learn how to really control it and shield it. So keep listening. We'll be doing this every Thursday night, same time, same place, and I will revisit this topic and try to help the listeners learn how to not so much control, but organize. It's really a matter of organizing your gifts, because I don't walk around open all the time. If I did, I already trip on things. I mentioned that last time on the radio. I trip over things. There are ways that you learn to live in this world while also expanding into the next. Okay?
Yeah, it's confusing.
But that's why you got to keep your feet on the ground and just do one little thing at a time. And the little thing for you right now is to be more positive, hang around a dog because they keep us grounded, and try to be aware of your energy. And that's all you have to do. Nothing more, nothing less. And a few prayers here and there are good too. Okay? Okay. Right. So, Stephanie, please call us again.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
You too. Bye.
Thank you. So that was an excellent call, because it's an illustration that, and for those of you who do work with energy and martial arts and Reiki, you have to remember that energy is energy, and it can be, you know, you as you develop as an energy worker or as someone who experiences these other energies, you're going to know that you want to try to organize it or be in control. I know that a fabulous book is by Dr. Brew Joy, and it's called Joy's Way. It's an old book. I don't even know if it's, I'm hoping it's still in print, but it's one of the first books I ever read about the existence of energy. And he was a doctor, and he was able to feel areas of heat on a, when he would just scan a person's body with his hand, not even touching the body, but scanning. And he discovered how to use energy and how to balance energy. And so it was, it's a very wonderful book, and it helps you to start your awareness of what energy is all about and how to use it. Because, you know, there are some things that I can't control. I tend to blitz out every laptop I've ever had, and I can't wear a watch. And that's energy. And, but on the other hand, you know, by reading and working with people and just experience, you know, I've been able to learn to shield, you know, I mean, I'll never take it for granted. And I always pray and I always, you know, keep it in mind and try to be aware of whether I'm feeling vulnerable or not. But you do learn over time. It's like boundary setting. It's really like boundary setting from a psychological standpoint. You got to know where you begin and where you end, and where someone else begins and where someone else ends. And you don't want to mush that all together, because then you don't know which way is up, and you could become very confused and very emotionally upset in ways that are not healthy for you. So one of the things you can do, as I mentioned, we are like windows, and you can envision that you are surrounded with glass, and you can see out, but if you don't want someone else to see in, they can't see in. If you don't want someone else to come in, they can't come in. And so you visualize, first thing in the morning, you visualize yourself surrounded by glass. Now, early on, when I started doing this kind of healing work, I always didn't really want to miss anything. So I had to really learn the hard way that it's very important to visualize your shield. Some people say surround yourself with white light. I kind of prefer white light, a glass shield, maybe a gold shield. I kind of visualize that thing that Iron Man wears, his uniform. You want to just put it in place first thing in the morning, like when you brush your teeth. Okay, now I put on my spiritual shield. And it's all visualization. And if you want to start your day out with a prayer, whatever you believe, Almighty God, I pray for your protection. I pray to only serve you and the greater good. Ask for protection from the angels, watch over me, watch over the people I love. That's why in many religious traditions, there are prayers for waking up in the morning, going to bed at night, you know, always to try to keep God or your spiritual energy at the center. Always be aware, you know, if you need to wear an amulet of some sort. Some people feel very strongly that certain stones or crystals or symbols are a form of protection. They, whether or not they are tangibly, whether you have studied about crystals and you know certain stones, they are in your heart and in your soul. They are focusing you on your protective energy, on your shield, and they're focusing you on God and spirit and being a spiritual person in this world. They're keeping you centered. And from my estimation, that's the greatest form of shield, is for you to be the best you, the authentic you, a loving you, a person who sends out positivity, because that's also an antidote to experiencing other people's negativity. And try not to get sucked into things, you know, other people's agendas. I know it's very hard to not do that because we're just human beings. And I, you know, that's why I'm teaching you about the seven lessons, because these seven lessons represent vulnerabilities. They're human and spiritual vulnerabilities. And you, some of the callers, when you call in, I can tell you, you know, I can read for you and help you figure out some of your lessons that you came here to learn. And they're probably left over from another life. You know, I'm not that interested in past lives. I mean, I can scan them for you and give you information, because I get that with my spiritual gifts. But my interest as a teacher and in helping you all to develop your spirituality is to help you understand that these lessons represent holes in your shield. Because if a negative person is going to get to you, they're going to get to you based on one of your issues. You know, if, for example, and remember these seven lessons: courage, tolerance, self-protection, self-love, ego, love of humanity, and God love. These are the seven lessons of Soul Odyssey, and that's what you're on. So if, for example, your vulnerability is self-protection, then it means that you can, you know, you can be subject to other people's negativity and a psychic attack. You can be vulnerable to being ripped off, to trusting the wrong people. And that's a very heavy duty lesson to learn. You know, we all learn these lessons at one point or another on our path. But thank goodness if you've, you know, learned it well enough in another life, you may not have to really focus on it in this life. And you might just be focusing on, you know, a few things. And that's enough, because every experience in your life is going to be almost like an initiation to help you learn that lesson. I just drank some water. So for those of you who do a lot of energy work, you have to remember also to cleanse yourself after you do the energy work, because you want to be a healer and you want to help someone, and your motivation is a very, very, very positive one. But still, if you're working with someone else's energy and you're being a healer and you forget about taking care of yourself, then you can retain some of their spiritual illness, and even sometimes physical illness. And they may not mean to do it, but, you know, again, they may be having to take energy from someone else because they don't have enough of their own. So one of the things that I do, I have a couple of things with me, and I have, it's like a it's called Shaman Essence. It's a space and aura cleanser, and you can get it at www.shamanessence.net, Now, I think I bought this when I was out west, so I don't know if it's available. If it's on the web, then you can probably find it anywhere. And I spray that after I do some of my work, or before, or when I'm in a space. I want to make it a sacred space for myself when I'm going to write or I'm going to do work. Another thing that I like to use is called Trinity Essentials, and it's orange flower water. And I actually don't have the website. I think it's in California again, Trinity Herbs or Trinity Herb. But that's something I also like to spray because the scent of orange is a wonderful energy boost and a protection, and it cleanses things. And then, of course, if you are concerned about entities or things that you don't want around you, that you feel there may be other presence, you know, another presence or an energy that is, we're not going to devote tonight to spirits and spirit encounters. We really touched on that last time. But a lot of times people use sage. I'm a little allergic to it. So there's also sweetgrass. There's sage that is in water that's diluted, or you can burn sage. I'm sure many of you in the audience, because you're maybe a little more engaged in spirituality than someone who hasn't been pursuing this at all, you burn the end of the sage and you let the smoke rise and you put it in, you know, the corners and the entryways. I'm pretty sure we started to talk about this at the end of the last show. There's another thing you can do that's really awesome that a friend of mine just told me about, and that is you can get sage and you can get lavender and you can get some sea salt and you grind all of that up. If you have a mortar and pestle, that's awesome, but you can just sort of mash it, and then you put it in distilled water and you get a little spray bottle or even just a little bottle, and you put that in the entryway of your home at all the windowsills and at the doors, and it creates a very protected environment around you so that your energy is, at least within your home, your room, your car, wherever, you know, around you, that it's just a pure energy. You don't have anything that you don't want. And, okay, I guess I have to talk about a spirit, an entity. There's just no way around it. My daughter used to have a friend who lived in the neighborhood, and the girls did a sleepover, and they took some digital photos. Well, my daughter, who's kind of sensitive, she said, you know, Mom, I just couldn't sleep there. And when these photographs came out, one of them was in the closet. It was an older home. And in the closet, you could see, like on a hook or a hanger, a period dress that wasn't there when you looked. It was there in the photograph. And it looked like something, you know, maybe from the 1800s. That was interesting. We all liked that. But the next photograph was not so interesting. One of the girls, who was a beautiful, you know, young teen, was just standing there minding her own business, and you could see as clear as anything that there was an apparition standing behind her, a male, and he had his arm around her toward the front, and I kid you not, he had his hand on a very personal part of her, above her waist and below her neck. And we took one look at that, and I said, that is freaky. You got to do something here. Now, of course, I just happened to have a bottle of holy water in my car. Don't ask me why. But then, of course, we know why. And we happened to live by a shrine. And so I had gotten some holy water and had it in the car. And I didn't even know what to do. I just followed what Spirit was guiding me to do. And I said every prayer from every tradition I know. And I did the holy water. And I smudged. And I just said to my daughter, maybe you won't sleep there next time. Maybe you'll all sleep at our house. But it was really scary. And they didn't even know. They had felt not all presences, you know, I mean, not to scare anyone, but not all, like a lot of people say, oh, wow, I have a haunted house. It's really cool. I have a visitor in my house. Well, sometimes they're not really cool. And even if they're not causing trouble, that's not an entity I would want in a house, particularly with young girls. And I can't explain it. I just know that it really had the yuck factor. So they never really had any problems after that. And so I felt good. I did my, you know, my good deed. And that's why it's good to, you know, shield your home and to shield yourself, because there are, As people are strange when they're in their bodies, they can be very strange when they're out of them. So anyway, I would love for another caller. The number here is 888-815-9756. I know that some of you tried to call earlier, but we're trying to make the different time zones. This is 6 o'clock Pacific time, 9 o'clock Eastern time. So I hope that you will call back and enter into this conversation, because I know that you've all had some very interesting experiences with things like this, and you will feel better if you learn how to shield. Another thing that has happened to me, when I realized that, even though I thought, boy, I was pretty, you know, I was pretty good at this. I've been a medium, or at least into spirituality and mysticism for well over 25 years. And I, so I thought, oh, I have this, okay. But I didn't realize that if you have certain vulnerabilities in your chakras or in your body, that energy can get you there too. And I was in a bookstore, one of my absolute favorite bookstores, but it has so much mixed energy, because it has books on positive things, light things. It has a section on things I don't like to go into that section. But when I went in there, I got the worst stomach ache. And when I left, I started to feel better. Well, then, like a dummy, I went back in, and I got this awful, awful stomach ache right in my solar plexus area. And so, again, I went out, and I said, aha, I think maybe I'm having a shielding problem. And so I, you know, asked around and talked to some people and got some, you know, really good ideas. And I had to do some, you know, major meditation. And I had to acknowledge the fact that, yes, Spirit and your spirit guides will protect you and watch over you, but you also have to consciously remember to put on your shield, just like putting on your clothes when you leave. So, again, that number is 888-815-9756, and that is a toll-free number, and I look forward to talking with you. And we are talking tonight about psychic self-protection and about keeping our energy from either being taken by other people accidentally, or sometimes we even want to give too much to other people. You'll find that particularly with light workers and with healers is that we want other people we want to do our work, because when we're doing God's work, we feel wonderful. That's our mission. That is our reason for being here. So when we're doing our work, it just feels great. So sometimes people aren't really willing to do the work themselves. They're not ready. So we can do all of this healing work for them, or tell them, you know, give them good advice or good energy. And if they're not really willing or able or ready, then it sort of can backfire and come back to us. And so, you know, before you do any kind of healing work, it's important for you to also, you know, say a prayer to your guides and to spirit that you're being protected, and that what you're doing is for your client or patient's greater good. And so that also creates a good boundary between, you know, between the two. And, you know, that'll work really well for you. And then it keeps you from being overly invested also in the results, because people have to be, well, that's actually the tolerance lesson. People have to be ready to receive. And as healers or as spiritual people, we often want to give more than someone is ready to receive. And we need to be tolerant that they can have their own relationship with, you know, with God or with their path or whatever path they choose. And so we need to be very patient. And sometimes if we give too much to someone who's not open to it, then we get jammed up. And then we have to do a cleansing, or we have to, you know, remember to put on that, you know, to put on that armor, that shield, because it will, it's like, let's just say it backs up like a something in the bathroom. It can back up that way, because if you're feeling too much, that person's not going to be able to absorb all of it, and then it's just going to come back to you. And you mean well, but you need to be able to keep that boundary and basically flush everything away. And that way you are protecting the health of your energy and your energy body. So we are having, I guess we are getting close to the fourth quarter of our hour, and I would love for you to call, especially the people who contacted me earlier today. This is your chance. This is when I'm able to read for you or to answer your questions. So don't be shy. I know you're going to send me a letter, and you're going to send me a note, and you're going to say, how come you didn't get back to me? Well, this is my time. This is when it's live. You can call me. You can ask me questions. You can ask for readings. Those things that have been on your mind, you can ask for explanation. I know you want to, and you know you want to. 888-815-9756. So, psychic self-protection. You know that not everything out there is good. And as I mentioned earlier, if a person was not a nice person when they were alive, there's no reason to think that when they pass over that they're automatically a nice person. So if they're still bound to the earth with unfinished business, then there could be the possibility that they're not very nice. And so just like we don't want to be, we don't want to be totally lulled into a false sense of security because we're looking to we're looking to, we really want so badly to connect with spirit. We want to test out our psychic ability, and it's amazing. Once you start realizing all these different things that are happening to you, and you realize, wow, I do have the sixth sense, I do have psychic abilities, it can be really, really amazing. Except you can get yourself into trouble, because I'm a person who believes that there is negativity out there, and not just human to human. There is negativity. Whether you want to debate the Kabbalistic views of how it is created, whether it's created through thought form, whether, you know, from a more Christian perspective, whether it has to do with an entity that has a name that I won't mention. There are things that are not positive. And so not only have we been talking about protection in our day-to-day lives, we also have to protect ourselves from negative energy that exists in the astral plane. So we have a call from Jess from Los Angeles. Are you there? Is the caller there?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
You're on the air. Hi there.
I have a question. How are you doing?
I'm fine, and I don't think you're going to get away with the fact that people know that I'm related to you, but you're allowed to ask.
I have a question. I notice I find myself in a lot of situations where I know you're talking about spiritual entities that have passed on, but what about in situations when I meet someone new or I'm in a group of people and I feel mentally attacked? I leave feeling very agitated, very like depressed because of the effects that, you know, were put on me by other people.
That could be several things. The first thing is, do not dismiss the fact that when you're in a group of a lot of people, and I happen to know that you're a sensitive, or clairsentient, or you're coming into your development of your gifts.
Yeah, I noticed a lot of people's feelings rub off on me, whether I like it or not.
Exactly. You're coming into awareness, and for young people, the time of, late adolescence, early adulthood, through, your 20s, that's a time when you really come into awareness. Now, it happens, people are born with gifts, and I know that you've had gifts your whole life, but that's a time, I think, when you're just able to be aware, things start happening fast and furious. And so it feels out of control. Correct?
Correct, yes.
Yeah. And so some of it can be because you're in situations, everybody gets into situations where they feel anxiety and out of control. Okay? So let's eliminate that aspect of it, because that's everybody. Some people don't like crowds, they don't like people, but you, because of your spiritual gifts, you've got two things going on. One, you read people. And because of that, you know their intentions. And
Definitely. Sometimes
people's intentions are not good.
It's kind of like I'm feeling... Oh, sorry.
Pardon?
Oh, no. So it's kind of like I'm feeling their intentions?
Well, it's not that they have criminal intentions. It's more like what they're all about. I'm separating... There's two different things that you're feeling. One, you're feeling a person's soul essence. Now, not their higher soul. You're feeling their soul personality essence of who they are. And so if they're working on ego, or they're very self-absorbed, or if they're negative, that kind of thing, just their soul essence, their personality, you're immediately feeling that. You're sizing them up. And you see through the persona. Okay?
But does that mean some people are bad? Are spiritually bad?
Well, I don't believe in people being bad or good because we're all on a path. But I do believe some people may be caught up in ego. They may be caught. They're working through the seven lessons. And so if you meet a person who appears to be, oh, nice, 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 you know, sweet, 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 but you're feeling and knowing in your heart of hearts what their soul essence is, and their soul essence is they're an envious person, they're, you know, a negative person, they're self-absorbed, et cetera, you're going to feel the discrepancy, and that doesn't feel good. And spiritual people, because, or people who are clairsentient like you are, or even just sensitive, you've got a little more than you can handle at the moment, but people who are sensitive feel that, and because it seems so hypocritical, it's confusing. Because you don't know whether you're being right or wrong about that person.
Okay.
Okay? Now, the second part of this, that's part one. Part two is that you also feel people's emotions. Okay? Mm-hmm. So, first, it's sort of like the aura. There's a permanent aura that people have. And then there's their day-to-day changeable aura. You're picking up their immediate feelings. So if that person is feeling depressed or they're feeling sick or they're feeling angry, you're also sponging up that.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you don't want to know you want to know the answer? Stay in your place under your bed. And that's the answer. Yes, you're welcome. See, now that would be my advice. Just stay in your house under your bed and you will be fine. But since you don't want to be a hermit, you'll continue to learn how to shield. If you continue listening to the show, I will always be talking about the lessons, and I'll be talking about shielding, and I'll be talking about, you know, how to survive spiritually in a human world, particularly if you have spiritual gifts, because they're a blessing. I will never say they're a curse, but they are a responsibility, and they are certainly a challenge. And it's hard enough just being a person, right?
Right.
So, did that help?
It did. Thank you. It's a great advice, and I love listening to the show.
Well, thank you, perfect stranger.
All right.
Okay. Okay, all right. Time to wrap up.
All right.
Make sure that you listen again next week.
I
and, okay?
Right,
and, pardon?
Oh, no, thank you.
Okay. Okay, it's time to wrap up. I had fun this evening. I hope that more of you will call next week. Not that I'm desperate, not that I'm insecure, but I really enjoy hearing from you and having the opportunity to answer your questions. And it makes it very exciting for me. So don't be shy. 888-815-9756. And you'll be joining us again, with Soul Odyssey Radio every Thursday night, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. And be ready with your questions. Tell all your friends. If you're on Facebook, send them the link. Because the more, the merrier. Let's create community. Let's all learn to be positive and strong forces for spiritual energy. And that's how we're going to create a powerful, powerful energy. And, you'll all think of the word for me. We're going to just be unstoppable. We're going to change the balance. We're going to create peace. We're going to create a harmonious universe just like Spirit intends it to be. And that's how we're going to live abundantly, happily, and peacefully. So, blessings to you all. Join me again. I'm Deborah Herman, and this is Soul Odyssey.